FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture with the man that you just heard. On Friday night at Walter Hall, the Toronto Summer Music Festival presents Charles-Richard Amelin and members of the Dover Quartet with an exciting evening of repertoire, including Chopin, of course, but also Rachmaninoff and Brahms. TorontoSummerMusic.com for tickets. Amelin was a silver medalist and laureate of the Christian Zimmerman Prize in the 2015 International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw. In 2014, he also won the second prize at the Montreal International Musical Competition and the third prize at the Seoul International Music Competition in South Korea. He's appeared on major stages in France, Poland, the Czech Republic, and of course here in Canada. That includes getting together with the TSO, the MSO, the Quebec Symphony Orchestra, Edmonton, Calgary, also Singapore, Mexico, and Korea. His first solo recording in 2015 focused on later work from Chopin and found much acclaim. His next was out in 2016, recorded live at the Palais Montcalm in Quebec City. Then, the first volume of the complete Beethoven violin sonatas with Andrew Wan was released in the fall of 2018. And there's more on the way. It's my pleasure to welcome Charles-Richard Amelin to the New Classical FM studios. Welcome.
Thanks.
Great to have you here, and very exciting, a very busy time for you. And am I right? 30 years old today.
That's right. It's my birthday.
It is your birthday. 30 years young, and great to have you here. Tell me about your many years of playing this instrument. How did you find your love for piano? Because, you know, a lot of kids, they take lessons, and mom and dad encourage and what have you. But to take it to the next level is a different story.
It's a very long road. You know, I've been playing now almost for 26 years.
Yeah. Quick math. You started at four.
Four. That's right. Good job. Four and a half. That's my dad was an amateur pianist. Uh-huh. He learned by himself, really, and we had a very old upright at home. And he basically gave me my first couple lessons, and I initially hated it, but I was pretty good at it. So
a bit of talent there.
Yeah. So for a good number of years, I was able to do some good work without spending too much time on it, which you can do until a certain point, you know, up to a certain point when the music starts becoming too difficult, you know.
What was the town you were born in Quebec?
Oh, it's actually called Saint-Agathe-des-Monts.
Right.
But I grew up from age five. Age 6 to 18 in Joliet.
Okay.
And Joliet is home to the Lanaudière Festival, the great classical music festival in Quebec, possibly the biggest one in Canada.
So that was something you were able to enjoy as a young student?
That's right. Growing up in Joliet was great. There was a lot of classical music happening there. There's a wonderful summer music camp there for young people. So yeah, growing up there, I think definitely helped. Yeah.
Well, you talk about how hard it was, but you had, you know, some natural talent happening, and then all the practice. What was the turning point when you thought, okay, I have a handle on some of this repertoire, I'm on the path, I think I could actually do this with my life?
It's hard to know. I still don't. I'm not sure.
Seems to be happening. You are headlining here this week.
But, you know, the more you know, the more you realize you don't.
I know.
You know, that kind of business.
Tell me about it.
I envy, you know, when I see... Because these days I get to work with younger students, and there's something that, of course, they miss some of the experience and knowledge that I'm starting to get now. But there's something about that innocence and that fearlessness that some of the younger musicians have. I remember when I did the Chopin competition, my mate, Tony Yang, who's from Toronto, was 16 when he did it.
Wow.
And I was 26, and he got fifth prize. And I remember, at 16 years old, I was just sitting on my...
Sure.
You know, and not doing that.
I know what you're saying, though. There is a slight fearlessness, and sometimes that's why first records from artists can sound so electric. And, it's a bit of a high-wire act, but it can really work out from an emotional standpoint. So 2013, 2014, things start to really happen, and these big competitions, you do so well. Suddenly you go from a couple performances a month when you do the division to 80 or 90 dates a year, which must have been an astounding turning point for you.
Yeah, it was all about the Sharpay competition.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that I did before really helped me get known here. Yeah. I was getting to be well known in Quebec and a bit outside of it in Canada. But really, the Sharpay competition started everything for me internationally. Yeah.
When you play that much, so many concerts, rehearsals, recording, you've got two or three records sort of we're waiting for now, but what does that do for you creatively and artistically when you're just playing that much?
Well, it has its fair share of challenges for sure. The recording process, especially in the last 9 months, I've done 4 recordings,
sure.
One of which is now out, the Chopin Concertos. And that's just holding like a mirror to your face really close without any makeup, you know, to have to listen to yeah. yourself play over and over and over and select the best takes, you know, and all that process is, it's a real reality check, which is great actually for progressing. Now that I'm sort of not having, you know, weekly lessons anymore and
sure.
I'm sort of a professional, you know, quote unquote, I think this process of recording is really good. To grow.
Important for an artist like yourself. More with Charles-Richard Amelin. He is my guest this hour. On Friday night, he'll be at Walter Hall, and the Toronto Summer Music Festival presents him with members of the Dover Quartet with Chopin, Rachmaninoff, and Brahms. TorontoSummerMusic.com for tickets. Let's play something else here. This is the Piano Sonata No. 3 in B minor from Chopin. And I'm trying to remember, is this from the first recording? Do you happen to remember?
Yeah, this is my very first Analecta CD, yeah.
Yeah, and we were just talking beforehand that, you know, you can listen back to this record, even though it's like 4 years old now. It still feels all right. You feel good about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is like a sort of a freeze frame on a certain time in my life.
Right.
But I remember that time fondly, and it was right before the Chopin competition. I like it.
Put your mind there right before one of the big competitions that started it all for Charles. We'll return after this. Charles Richard Amelin in performance, and of course we play so much music from Charles here on The Oasis, just a great piano star in this country. He is my guest today ahead of his performance this weekend at Toronto Summer Music, the festival. And Charles, I know you have plans for several other recordings. Seems like there's quite a few coming our way. Can you hint at what's coming down the pipe?
Sure. So very soon in September, I have my third solo CD. With Analecta, that's coming up. And I recorded the 4 Chopin ballads and the 4 impromptus also from him. The ballads that I've played here in Kerner Hall in February, and I remember that concert fondly. It was a really one of my highlights from
it's a special season. Place to play, right? It's,
yeah, pretty much the best hall in Canada.
Right? It is great. It's amazing. Yeah.
And then after that, I have the second volume of the Beethoven sonatas that I'm doing with Andrew.
You did with Andrew Wan, yeah.
Yeah, the concertmaster of the Montreal Symphony. And then I just recorded last week 2 Mozart concertos, number 22 and 24, with Les Violons du Roi. It's a very good chamber orchestra from Quebec City. And that should be out somewhere in 2020. So,
and we play that ensemble all the time. So nice to see mm-hmm. you put together with them. We have more with Charles Richard Amelin in moments. Well, just tremendous. Andrew Wan on violin, Charles Richard Amelin on piano. And that is from the Beethoven Violin Sonatas number 6. 7 and 8, and you just heard number 8 in G, the Allegro Vivace, here on The Oasis. And that is off the latest recording from the pianist and the violin Montreal Symphony Orchestra concertmaster, Andrew Wan. And this weekend, Charles will appear at the Toronto Summer Music Festival. And Charles, just so accomplished, an international prize winner appearing all over the world, a great Canadian ambassador for classical music and piano music, and he is my guest this hour. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Really great to have you here, and people sometimes think of you as a man who is often alone on stage. We just heard you there with someone else. Not really true. Andrew Wan, your piano trio, chamber music, symphony orchestras, you do like to play with other people.
Yeah, it's part of the job now. It's great that today there's very few pianists who only do one thing. There used to be a time maybe that, you know, there was the soloist and sung accompanist, chamber musician, but now I think most pianists, they have to touch everything, and it's great. There's some of the best music of Brahms, for instance, is chamber music, and I'm very lucky to be doing the some of it with the Dover Quartet this week.
Do you have to, is it working a different muscle in your brain? I mean, what happens when suddenly you have all that other, you know, the rest of the energy of the people in the room and the energy on stage and the emotion of the other players? Do you have to change how you look at the piece or?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you work on it alone before showing up, sometimes you have all these ideas that, you know, when you go and rehearse them, it's not going to quite work sometimes.
Right.
In a way, you learn as much as from your peers. In the best scenario possible, you learn a lot from them as much as they learn from you. And there's a lot of give and take. And
how they feel about the piece too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's I love to find this middle ground where everybody sort of is happy in the end.
Let's talk about this weekend at Toronto Summer Music. Friday is sold out. It's a big concert with the Dover Quartet. Saturday, you are part of the Regeneration Concerts. That's 7:30 p.m. at Walter Hall. This is a special night for you.
Yeah, actually, this is, I mean, I feel still young, although I'm 30 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm starting to do more of these master classes and these mentoring of young students. And this week I'm playing this wonderful piece by Chausson, French composer Ernest Chausson, called The Concert in D major. It's for a string quartet, piano, and violin. It's a huge piece, really monumental piece, one of the hardest pieces for piano that I've played in a chamber setting. And I get to play this with five wonderful young students, some of them from McGill.
Which is where you went?
Which is where I did my undergrad in Montreal, yeah. And one from Yale, where I did my master's. So it's really nice, I still feel like a student in many, many ways. So it's strange to be sort of now a mentor to these wonderful musicians. But it's a really great experience, and I'm looking forward to play with them.
And when you've been to the same school as another student, I know we have a couple people from Berkeley here, for example, and they meet other people who've gone there, and there's a nice bridge to what you experience together.
Oh, that's true. And to see how the school changed, how a lot of it hasn't changed.
Sure.
It's great, and they really are fantastic. I mean, it's called a regeneration, the future of classical music is really in good hands for sure, with the new generation coming up.
Now, I'm just wondering if we have a little bit of time. We do. So I think what we'll do, I mean, even though it's sold out, I think we should play a little music from the Dover Quartet. How would you feel about that?
Of course, they're amazing.
They are so amazing. I'll let you know. For tickets to this concert this Saturday at TorontoSummerMusic.com. And of course, there are concerts happening all month long. Charles Richard Amelin, it has just been a pleasure to spend some time with you this half hour. And thanks for being my co-DJ here.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was great to play your music. Enjoy your week in Toronto and enjoy your birthday.
Thanks very much.
All right. This is the Dover Quartet here on The Oasis.